Hey there, El Splendidos. Have you ever felt like you're floating through life, disconnected from the world? Imagine a simple practice to help you feel more grounded, centered, and connected. Or picture this. You're standing barefoot on a lush green meadow, feeling a sense of calm wash over you. Did you know this straightforward act can enhance your mental clarity and overall well-being? Well, stay tuned to today's what I call a main topic of conversation on your weekly dose of higher consciousness to uncover the power of this ancient practice known as grounding that has proven to bring balance to your energy, enhance clarity, and root you in the present moment. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com. I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness, or in simpler terms, just help you feel better on a wide variety of topics related to transforming or shifting yourself in the realms of mind, body, spirit, health, personal development, and spiritual growth. And I support this intention by creating and curating free online events, online courses, and tools for personal transformation from luminary healers, visionary thought leaders, best-selling authors, and powerful agents of change proven to be of higher consciousness in their teachings. And today's no exception. So let's get started. So it's likely you've felt scattered, overwhelmed, or disconnected from yourself and the world around you at some point in your life, right? Well, my friends, that's where the practice of grounding steps in to save you. And let me tell you why I want to discuss grounding today and how significant lack of grounding has been in my life in the past. So first of all, I want to let you know that according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, grounding calibrates at the powerful level of 220 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 220th power. And for those of you who are newbies, anything above 200 on the map of consciousness is the energy of what you need to feel better. It's constructive as opposed to destructive energy that you'll find in lower consciousness. Anything below 200 is considered lower consciousness, negatively oriented, downward pulling, destructive energy by nature. It's not a judgment, it's just a calibration of fact. So that's the first thing you need to know about grounding in general. And another important thing is to accept and understand is that the level of consciousness of most of the people on the planet is below 200. And when Dr. Hawkins was alive and teaching, his calibration was that 85% of the planet calibrated to below 200, and Brian over at Consciousness Calibrations has since upped that to only 73% of the people running below 200, which is huge when you understand the evolution of consciousness, and it's not like an overnight success story here on planet Earth, to say the least. So when most of the planet is operating from a disconnected, ungrounded way of being, it can't help but affect all of us. So there's going to be some aspects of life where you're just not feeling grounded. So that's one point to remember. And don't be discouraged by the fact that most of the planet runs under 200. And the planet in general, all of us collectively dove back from 207. In 1986, we went above 200 to 207, which was significant in consciousness for sure. but we dove back to like 190 or so once this whole COVID thing came about and the hot political arena was, you know, bringing us all down, essentially. The energies of all of that brought the whole planet below 200 again. So let that go. It doesn't matter. It is what it is, and we're all doing the best that we can, right? And everything I just said there calibrates at a high level of consciousness, so that's why I like to use it to remind you that this is true. Okay, so I want to tell my story of not being grounded and not really knowing what it was or didn't until I really needed to be grounded and felt I wasn't. And if you've heard my story about the quantum spiritual awakening I experienced back in 2003, among as well as another 23 episodes of awakenings and ungroundedness in the next like 10 to 15 years after that, I really came to understand the importance of grounding and realizing that I wasn't grounded. I could actually feel like I was like not connected whatsoever to the earth at those times, and it was a bit frightening. So the story I have about grounding, because I really didn't know, I wasn't able to ground myself, it felt like. And I was operating from fear and doubt, which is low-level consciousness. There's no grounding there for sure in fear and doubt. And I didn't necessarily have the tools at the time to figure it out. But then I developed a practice that works for me now. And I'm going to share that practice at the end of this because I think it can help a lot of people, because I've already been through the mill on trying to figure it out. And now I think I have the king combo for me anyways that I'm going to encourage you to try if you feel like you have trouble getting grounded. And let me just say while I'm here, there may be many of you who are grounded for the most part. However, there may be some topics or issues that are like button pushes for you that throw you into a tailspin. And this is where grounding will help you get out of the tailspin so you can at least be neutral about it and move forward and not be sucked down the toilet bowl of that spin. So stick around for those of you who think you're basically grounded, but I'm telling you, there's likely some topics in your life that, you know, shift your foundation or lack thereof. So one thing, this is a funny story I want to tell, because I really didn't know how to ground myself. So I'm like, what can I envision that would really help me get grounded? So my vision was of me being in the ancient redwood forest in Northern California, or the sequoia forest. I mean, those are massive freaking trees that if you've ever seen a picture of them, you could hollow it out and drive like a train through it. That's how friggin' huge they are. So I'm like, if anything's grounded in this world, it's that friggin' forest, the redwood forest, those sequoia trees. So I envisioned myself firmly rooted like the ancient redwood forest that's been on this earth for thousands of years, maybe millions, I don't know how long they've been around. So that was my vision for myself when I felt like I needed to get grounded. I just put my feet on the ground. I envisioned myself being in that forest, part of the rooting system of that whole thing, and just friggin' grounding myself. So what's funny about this, we all have spirit guides whether you want to believe it or not. And I happen to be able to get visual guidance messages from them, whoever it, they is, maybe. And in reality, it's just me at a different level saying, hey, let me help you out here. And I can also hear things. So I hear messages, I see messages, I can feel messages. There's different ways to receive information from the non-physical. So anyway, this is a funny story. I was doing this grounding practice for quite some time, and then I went to see this healer, like massage therapist healer type, in Boulder, Colorado, when I used to live in Golden. And she was also clairvoyant, so she'd get images. And she said, I don't know what this means, but I just saw a whole forest of trees walk into the room. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my friends in the non-physical letting me know that they know what I'm up to and that they think it's funny. And she, it was funny for her to, like, get that vision, share it with me. I'm like, all right, our chums are here from the non-physical. So anyway, that was my funny story about grounding. So what is grounding, and have you ever heard of it? And if you haven't, I'm hoping to enlighten you here. And if you go off on spinning journeys of, you know, you get spun off on some topic, I'm here to help you out. Like, there's easy ways to, like, not spin out on things. So, yeah, I live in Colorado now, and I grew up in New England, so grounding wasn't necessarily part of our vocabulary in New England whatsoever, whereas in Colorado, it's pretty common, and we're surrounded by mountains and beauty and rivers and everything that you'd want. It keeps you grounded in general, I would think. I'm surrounded by the Rocky Mountains where I live and a river, so it's, you know, John Denver's Rocky Mountain High. I'm living it, baby. That's where I live. So if you have some earthy, crunchy, hippie doo-dah-day friends, they would have mentioned grounding to you on some occasion or another. They know all about this. And this is not to disparage them whatsoever. This is just to be funny and lighthearted about how some people of lower consciousness would perceive them. And when I was running some fair amount of lower consciousness, I would have perceived them in the same way, like earthy, crunchy. That's how I would label them, earthy, crunchy. So grounding is also known as earthing, and it connects you with the energy of the earth, or earth connects you with earth's energy. And according to consciousness calibrations, the energy of the earth is 205 on the map of consciousness, as are our bodies, which is super interesting to consider that these living organisms that we inhabit and the planet that we inhabit is the same energy. Just something to think about. I don't know if there's anything there, but I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I mean, it's kind of like harmonious. It's like, oh, we're going to give you a body that matches the earth, so the whole thing works. I'm like, kind of look at it that way. So the earth's energy at 205 is an energy that can dissipate or offset lower energies of feeling disconnected or spinning or anxious or whatever, not feeling safe. The earth's energy can help you to feel safe because it's a quantum leap above not feeling safe, the energy of fear. The energy of fear is like 75, and the earth's energy is 204. So right there, like, do the math, connect to the earth, let go of your thoughts when you're in a state that requires grounding. And if you're in it often, which I was, grounding every day is a good idea until you start to feel safe and secure like I do now. I don't even think about safety anymore or fear of whatever. It doesn't exist anymore for many reasons that have led me to this place. I feel safe again. So, so I wanted to share that. And I want to let you know now, which I think I just mentioned, I forget, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to share my effective grounding practice at the end of this podcast. So stick around for that. I want to cover the bases first, and then I'll share what my grounding practice is now, because it's been super effective and helping me feel grounded, balanced, way more focused and productive, and again, feeling safe without even considering safety as an issue. It's a non-issue. Okay, so why does grounding matter? You may wonder, why does it matter? So we're going to dive into the calibrations. I want to say it again. According to consciousnesscalibrations.com, grounding calibrates at 220 on the map of consciousness. And again, the Earth's energies are 205. But I want to bring up the issue. Many listeners may be familiar with the chakra system, and Dr. Hawkins has covered the chakra system as a system of higher consciousness, for sure. And the root chakra, which is closely associated with grounding, calibrates at 225. And this is going to give you an indication whether that root chakra of yours may be out of whack if you're not grounded on some things. So I want to talk about the root chakra, and I'm going to share my story about what happened with my root chakra, according to others. You know, I tended to agree with them because I felt it. So when I went through this quantum spiritual awakening, I did not feel safe to an extreme degree because I encountered some horrific stuff, not of this world, calibrating. I had someone calibrate it in the negative 285 to 300 range. That's, when you consider it's a logarithm, it's negative 10 to the 285th to 300th power. That's huge when just, you know, 200 is what you need to be happy or to have any power is 200. To confront negative 300 is existential. That's what I'm hearing. I just had that word pop in. My friends are like, existential. Yes, it was. It was huge. So that type of energetic encounter essentially blew out my root chakra, according to some, like one of the first healers I saw. She said to me, you've got like no, your root chakra is like a black hole. That's how she described it, and that's how she saw it. She was kind of probably clairvoyant or intuitive some way. And she said, whatever you intend to manifest, you're going to get the opposite of it, which was not very helpful to me because that's been the truth since then. And probably maybe my whole life, not to blame it all on her, but it really like didn't help for me to go through this experience and blow out my root chakra. This is like traumatic stuff. This is probably what people with PTSD do, you know, they have, because they're blown out, they're so traumatized that root chakra gets blown out. That's my guess. I'm just sharing my experience. So I also did, I went to some like, you know, maybe it was called our Carbondale Mountain Fair that we have every year. It's a total hippie doodah hangout, but it's fun. And we had like someone with a chakra reading machine. So you put your hand on this thing and it reads your chakras and you get a printout of like the chakra system and the outline of your body or a body. It's super basic. And it shows you different, what's the word I'm looking for? Intensity of the colors of the chakra. So you've got your red root, you got your orange sacral chakra, you got your yellow solar plexus, green heart, kind of turquoise colored throat chakra. Third eye is like an indigo blue. And then you've got your crown, which is like a violet color. So imagine these seven colors on a chart. So some of my colors are more intense and the circle around them is bigger than others. But my root chakra was practically non-existent. It was like a fuzzy gray. There wasn't even any color to it. It was a small fuzzy gray. And I'm like, okay, this is not good. So anyway, that was my experience. So I'm like, it's no wonder I didn't feel grounded or safe in this world whatsoever for quite a long time. And I didn't really know what to do about it. And I understood grounding. I did my best to ground, but I was still operating from an energy field that was filled with fear. So I can't, and it's not a match to be grounded to some extent, I guess. I don't know. I can't unravel it during this podcast, but I'm just kind of talking it out loud. So let's talk a little bit more about the root chakra and how significant it is to look at in your life, to consider this as a tool to help resolve whatever is going on in that energy system. So it's also known as Muladhara in traditional Hindu and yogic practices, and it is often considered the energy center that is closely associated with grounding. It's located at the base of the spine and is linked to feelings of stability, security, and being rooted in the physical world. I mean, there's all the words for grounding right there. Rooted in the physical world. And by the way, it's my understanding that if you're not rooted in the physical world, you can't manifest in the physical world. So if you have trouble manifesting what you want, you may want to take a look at this grounding issue. And I got to tell you, I have not been able to manifest what I want, but I sure have been able to manifest what I don't want in a big way. And I keep kind of doing that, even though it's improved significantly. I actually feel now, after starting this practice I'm going to share, significantly better, and manifesting what I want is a non-issue. It's like, it is what it is. It's okay with me, whatever it is. I just feel better and confident that life is going my way now. Regardless, I mean, you let go of a lot of stuff when you let go of a lot of stuff. Like the typical stuff that most humans are focused on, right? You let go a lot of that. Okay, back to the root chakra. So the root chakra's association with grounding makes it a key element in various spiritual and mindfulness practices to promote a sense of stability and balance in our lives. I knew when I was going through this quantum spiritual awakening, and went through many of them, that I did not have the foundation to play in the high vibe game at all, right? I did not have the foundation to be the energy of a mystic to some extent, because there was fear and doubt running in me and worthlessness, which is no good at that level, because that is completely untrue at the 700 level. Yet I still had some of that energy running, and hence problems. So it's the root chakra is typically like a red lotus flower. I forget how many petals on that flower, but there's not a lot, like there are at the higher levels. And it's depicted as a spinning wheel of red energy, and is believed to govern our basic survival instincts and our connection to the material world again. Okay, I think I just repeated myself, but that's okay. Hearing it more than once works. So, if you are interested in awakening, right, into higher consciousness, and you care about your personal and spiritual development, balancing and activating the root chakra is often considered a foundational step to establish a strong foundation for even exploring higher states of awareness, which I kind of felt that way. I'm like, I am not ready to be an enlightened mystic, even though it was phenomenal, incredible. The swing of it was not. It was horrifying. The swing in energies, the pendulum, which spiritual aspirants may already be familiar with this pendulum thing. And we're all going through our own pendulum, just not to the extreme that I've gone through. So, I want to mention hand mudras for balancing the chakras. And I'm going to introduce you to one of them in that grounding practice I'm going to give you today. But I have a book that I just love, and I always try to get the calibration of the book, and I didn't get it. I didn't test it for myself because I didn't trust my own testing. But Brian over at Consciousness Calibrations was requested, what's the energy, what's the consciousness of using mudras for the chakras? And he got 350. It's like, hello, that's worthwhile. And he has been asked to do calibrations of some particular mudras. The book I'm going to recommend has 108 hand mudras, which it's a fascinating encyclopedia of mudras and how it affects different areas of the body and organs and the way you feel, blah, blah, all that stuff. It's really for practitioners, but I use it for myself. It's so helpful. So in any event, using mudras to balance the chakras is absolutely worth doing at 350. And I'll share a link to that book. I can't even remember the name of it. When I look it up and write it in the notes, so you can go get the book, or they have some great cards if you like using cards. I'm going to get the cards too, because they're easy to just flip through, because the book is kind of like a textbook Okay, so let's get back to why grounding matters. What are the key elements of grounding, which I think most of us could admit it would be nice to have. So the first one is that it balances your energies when you're grounded. So imagine your energy as a flowing river, right? And I actually like to do this a lot. I use the river as flow during any type of visualization practice. And when something comes rushing into your life, like someone who just pushed a major button with you, or disrupts your whole world, this river can become turbulent and chaotic, like, you know, class 5 rapids that we get here in Colorado when the runoff starts in May. I mean, you don't want to go through that without a helmet on. Let me tell you. So if something like this comes into your life in a moment, in a week, in a month, it's bothering you, it's good to get grounded around it. And grounding acts as a stabilizer. It helps you find balance by releasing excess energy and absorb. So you're kind of like, my visualization is usually releasing negative energy, disturbances, and let them flow down the river. That's my visualization. And then I absorb the earth's calming energy. So it's like a releasing of the disturbances. Let it flow into the river. The river doesn't care. It's like a cleansing thing anyway. You're not going to hurt the river. It's not like an Exxon Valdez oil spill necessarily into the river. And then you bring back, just allow the rooting energy. Like use my ancient redwood forest visualization. So you're rooting through the forest, you know, you're in that forest with those trees really firmly rooting, and then you're letting go of the junk that's disturbing you into the river that's flowing through that forest. Kind of put the two together. So there's one thing, balance. Balance on the map of consciousness is 300. I mean, that's of higher mind. Anything above 275 is higher mind. So choose to be balanced, and this will help. Like use that during your grounding exercise. Choose to be balanced. 300, that's a good choice. That's a solid foundational choice. The next reason grounding matters is it enhances clarity. And I can tell you, this has been true for me since I started doing this exercise. More consistently clear, as opposed to, you know, the roller coaster of ups and downs of clarity. Now I'm more consistently clear. So I want you to think of grounding as a mental and emotional detox. And just like clearing clutter from a room, grounding clears the mental and emotional clutter, providing you with mental clarity and focus. And it's like wiping away the fog from a mirror, allowing you to see yourself and your thoughts more clearly. So again, this is why grounding matters. You're going to have some clarity, which is like, wow, when you start to have clarity, you feel the difference. It's huge and welcoming. And then it just becomes part of your life. You don't even have to think about being clear anymore because you're already there. It's like the grounding is working, let's just say. And lastly, grounding roots you. I mean, it's just in the word, grounding. It roots you in the present moment. And these days, these modern lives of ours, filled with technology and crazy phones that you have to constantly be looking at, that's not grounding, let me tell you. That you know, kind of obsessive compulsive behavior, that's what that is. You can turn it around, so it's not, but most predominantly, in a lower consciousness world, it's obsessive compulsive destructive behavior to constantly be looking at a phone, as an example. It keeps us perpetually in our heads. Same with constantly looking at social media, comparing yourself there. And worrying about the past or the future. Grounding brings you back to the present moment. When you're grounded, you're firmly rooted in the now, experiencing life with a sense of mindfulness and appreciation. Again, this is what I have shifted into, this feeling. by being grounded. It's not a mental thing. I've become one that feels rooted in the present, not disturbed by anything that pops in, right? I'm more of an observer now than a reactor. And I'm balanced. And I did a whole episode, which I'll have to try and find and link for you, on the energy. I think it was a quiz. What's of higher consciousness? You know, living in the past, living in the present, living in the future. And of course, that's, you know, should be a no-brainer, listening to what I teach you here. But living in the past and living in the present are both in the hundreds. I think one is 100 and one is 110. That's super low vibe. That is self-destructive energy. And it'll only bring you down. I mean, you can certainly reminisce about the past, the pleasant moments, but dwelling in it, living in it, is not good, not helpful. Which is another indication you're not grounded, because you're constantly looking back or looking forward. You're not in the present. There's another kind of flag. Okay, I'm sitting at my window here looking out the mountains and this hummingbird is twittering by. How fun is that? Okay, anyway, just had to share that. I have killer views here where I live, by the way. And I look at something called the Redstone Castle in Redstone, Colorado. Freaking gorgeous. Great history around it, too. Okay, I had to say hello to that hummingbird and not dismiss him and let him know a hummingbird just came into our presence today. Okay. So that was the three key things I wanted to discuss. It balances you. It provides greater clarity and roots you in the present. Rooting you is going to help you manifest what you want when you're rooted in the present. And I've got to tell you, I listened to this podcast from a good friend and associate of mine. Her name is Wendy DeRosa. And I recommend a lot of her teachings and her online courses and her free offerings at the Mind Body Spirit Network, because I have tested her to be of higher consciousness for sure at a masterful level. And I was listening to her podcast, and if you go to our website and look up Wendy DeRosa, I have tons of stuff that she's created. And she's been a faculty member of the Shift Network and Mind Valley, the Omega Institute. She gets around. And she has a podcast that I've been listening to because it's super helpful for me to listen to her at her level of, she's an intuitive healer by, that's her background. Very good one, by the way. And helping you understand how to heal yourself. And she had a podcast about the fact that most of us, and again, most of the planet, is operating below 200. Even those of us operating above 200 operate in the upper chakras. Meaning, and I've heard this before from other healers, most of us have issues in the second chakra. The first three chakras are weak for whatever reason, for most of us. And one aspect of that could be that most of us are living, we're not fully embodied by the higher aspects of ourselves. And we're not grounded with the higher aspects of ourselves. So hence the grounding is helpful in this. And she talks about grounding too, because she's a specialist dealing with empaths and highly sensitive people. So that's another, if you're one of them, Wendy DeRosa can be super helpful to you because she's one that has transcended all of that and understands the energy of it all and how to resolve it. So anyway, Wendy spoke about embodying the higher aspects of yourself. And this is part of my grounding practice, which I'm going to share with you right now. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to share something else that's kind of interesting. And I forgot if I told you that the energy of the root chakra, I'm fairly certain, is 225. So grounding is like giving that root chakra a big, warm hug, helping it thrive and nourish your overall well-being, right? So grounding is going to help juice up that root chakra for you. and turn it from a fuzzy gray little pin like I had into a nice vibrant red flowering lotus. Now, something else that was interesting, I just wanted to share just so you get to understand energy fields. The energy field of 220 has many things that are of that same energy. So I want to share that with you. The first one is something called Feng Shui, which many of you may have heard of. And it's an ancient Chinese traditional practice which claims to use energies to harmonize individuals with their surrounding environment. This is like grounding you into your home, making sure the energy of your home fits with the energy of life. So Feng Shui calibrates at 220 along with the energy of grounding. So same energy, different types of spin on it, so to speak. Another one, which is very interesting, and many of us have issues with our parents, likely, or friends, and the energy of cutting off narcissistic parents or friends is the energy of 220, which is essentially being kind to yourself and setting boundaries. If you still want to hang out with narcissistic parents or friends, you can't ground yourself. They're going to keep you spinning out. And there's a way to let go of people like this, for sure. But it's, instead of blaming and shaming them, it would be to intentionally say, I'm willing to let go of the patterns within me that attracts narcissistic parents and friends. That would be the high road to go. Or you could just cut them off and say, I'm done with you, which requires courage and honoring yourself, stepping into self-esteem. You're worth it, and understanding that. So I digress on that one a bit, but that's something to know. If you're hanging out with people like this, you can't be grounded. And you sure as heck aren't on your way to higher consciousness hanging around in that pool of consciousness, narcissism, and low vibes. Okay, here's one other thing that calibrates at 220 that really has nothing to do with grounding, it seems, but the energy of it is the same, and it's very funny. I'd never heard of this. There's something called passport bros, and then brothers, you know? And passport bros believe that Western women have been influenced by culture and societal pressures to behave in a certain way. And by seeking out foreign women, they can find a more authentic, fulfilling, and harmonious relationship. That's pretty funny. That the definition of that came from sltrib.com. So it calibrates as true what the definition is and what passport bros are all about. Just something to consider that if you're gobbled up or ensnared in our society in America, men are going to be turned off by it, which is understanding, but then there's men that will love it because they're of the same energy field. So anyway, that is a total, I just want to share it. I thought that calibration was really funny. And the name Passport Bros, love it. Okay, now I'm going to share my highly effective grounding practice. And I've shared this in another episode, but I'm going to do it again because repetition is helpful. And if I have time, I'm going to create a tool for transformation that you can, like a little PDF, you can download and have it. I can for sure do that. That's easy enough. And I'm thinking I'll do a video when and if I get the time. So I created a page where you can opt in to get that PDF, and I will for sure get it out this week so it's available. I can't promise the video yet, but when it is done, it'll be, you'll know about it. So anyway, you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/Liz Grounding Practice, all one word, and you'll find my a place to download that PDF. Okay, so let's do the practice. Here's what I do. First of all, I wake up early in the morning, and I'm just kind of lying in bed. And if you do this as well, instead of going back to sleep, you could do this grounding practice. This is when I do it because I'm kind of fresh out of sleep and grounded already, sort of, right? I'm grounded in away from daily life, waking up from sleep to some extent. So I do it while I'm lying there. And how I start is I use a hand mudra. And what I want you to envision is I want you to hold your hands out in front of you in an L-shaped. So the thumbs are kind of touching each other and your fingers are touching each other. And each hand is making an L. And then I want you to hold your hands on your hips, kind of, but really just below your rib cage, like as if you're holding your hands on your hips, but you're not. You're holding it on your under your rib cage. This is the hand mudra for grounding. And I taught this to my friend Linda Armstrong, who is the emotion code and body code practitioner, who tends to kind of really expand when she's doing her emotion code work. And she said it helped her tremendously to use the grounding, because she's working with people every day and she gets expansive because she's excited about what's going on. And she needs to ground herself, come back to herself and get grounded. So that's the first thing I do. And this is I say three things. The first one is, I choose to be firmly rooted to the center of the earth. Then I say, I choose to be firmly grounded and rooted in the present moment of every day. And the third thing I said is, I choose to be fully embodied by the higher aspects of myself every day. That's it. And you can envision your energy coming out of your feet, going into the ground. You know, it's kind of hard to do when you're lying down, but I don't do any visualizations. I just say it for the most part. Sometimes I bring in my friends at the ancient Redwood Forest to do it with. But that's it. And I started doing this, I forget when I found out about this mudra. Maybe since the beginning of the year. Huge difference in my experience in life. Huge difference in my being present every day. Focused, balanced, right? Not dwelling on other stuff. I'm grounded again. So, highly recommend that. And again, that book, the hand mudra book, to go with it. There's a bunch of root chakra hand mudras that address different issues that are super helpful to understand in that book. And that book likely calibrates at around 350, because that's what they're doing there. They're using hand mudras to balance energies and heal conditions. Thank you for tuning into another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. This is a main topic of conversation today. And until we meet again, take a moment to feel the earth beneath your feet and embrace the grounding energies surrounding you. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm signing off with a grounded heart and a refreshed connection to the present moment. And I just want to throw in a little disclaimer. The information I share in this podcast is for educational purposes only. For personalized guidance, consult qualified professionals in their respective fields. But you can trust Dr. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness Calibrations in his books, Truth Versus Falsehood, and the calibrations at consciousnesscalibrations.com on many topics. I'll see you again for next week's. This week is 1001 Ways to Let Go Of episode on Thursday. Hey there, lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics, This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.